Big Sister at bigs.org today.
Sunbird Sound Off live on 790 ESPN with Eric Bentley begins now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Sunbird Sound Off live here on 790 ESPN. As always, we've got a fun show lined up for you here this afternoon. We're going to start off in just a couple of minutes talking with Coach CJ Haydock, familiar guest on the show. Sunbirds have a game coming up here in just a little while, 7:30 p.m. tip-off. They'll be facing off against Concordia down in Irvine. So Coach gracious enough to give us a little bit of his time before his team gets ready and gets out there trying to bounce back from what was a tough weekend at the Special Events Center. And then coming up in the second half hour, we're going to talk a little bit of track and field. Not the first time, not the last time, but happy to have Coach Ray Winter on again. A couple of weeks ago, Fresno Pacific got their season started up in Seattle at the UW Invite, and they had quite a showing from a number of different players on the men's and the women's side. So we're going to get Coach Winter's thoughts about what his team was able to do in their first meet of the season. They've got one coming up here on Saturday as they will be on the road. So we'll get Coach Winter's thoughts about how things are shaping up with his team in the second half hour. And real quick, before we get to Coach Haydock and talk some Fresno Pacific men's basketball, we got to give you some updates from all around Fresno Pacific like we normally do here to start off the show. And really, the one thing that stood out to me and one thing that I'm excited to get back out and doing again is FPU baseball. The Sunbird baseball team got back in action at FPU Diamond this past weekend. They had a four-game series against Western Oregon, who was receiving votes. And we'll give you a quick little recap of that four-game series. Got off to a little bit of a rough start for the Sunbirds in the first game coming back on Thursday. Back and forth, it was a one-run game going into the eighth inning, but then Western Oregon was able to tack on a couple of late runs and end up running away with that one 13-5. So then the question would be, how are the Sunbirds going to bounce back, as is the format, doubleheader on Friday? The first inning, or rather the first game, was 9 innings. The second game, 7 innings. In the 9-inning game, this one a little bit closer than the game that we saw on Thursday, but it was still, again, Western Oregon, a team that's receiving votes. They come away with a 6-3 victory. So now if you're Fresno Pacific, how do you turn around? You got to try and split the back end of the doubleheader, and then you got to try and go for the series split in the finale on Saturday. And the Sunbirds gave the ball to Justin Fusen on the bump, and that is all that they needed to do. Fusen goes 7 innings, no hits, struck out 11, only allowed 4 total base runners, and none of them got past first base. And because of his outing, Fusen was named to the NCBWA. He was named the National Pitcher of the Week here for this past week. And fun stat is that he's the first baseball player in the Division II era of Fresno Pacific Baseball to be named a National Player of the Week, and only the second total FPU athlete ever to receive that honor. He was also named the NCBWA West Region Pitcher of the Week on Tuesday. So Fusen got things going, an impressive victory for the Sunbirds as they're able to get the victory in that 13-0. So the offense came to play as well. And then in the final game of the series, a close one, Fresno Pacific gets the victory 6-5. So they're able to split the four-game series against Western Oregon. They're going to be back in action at FPU Diamond coming up here this weekend. One game on Friday, 2 on Saturday, as the 25th-ranked Chico State comes into town. We'll have those games streaming for you on the Team One Sports app. I'll have all the coverage for you, so make sure you don't miss a minute of action. Chico State coming to town, so a nice start from Fresno Pacific baseball. Fresno Pacific men's basketball, we're going to talk to Coach Haydock here coming up on the other side of the break, get his thoughts on what was a rough weekend for the Sunbirds and how they look to bounce back as they get their four-game road trip started coming up here in just a couple of hours. Coach Haydock coming up next, and you're listening to it all here on 790 ESPN Sunbird Sound Off Live.
Hello, I'm Mitzi Moore, Program Manager with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central California. Have you ever wanted to make a difference in a child's life? Following National Mentorship Month, we are currently seeking Fresno County's most caring individuals to defend the potential of a child in our community. With hundreds of children waiting for that special person, you could be the one that helps shape their future. Become a big brother or big sister at bigs.org today.
As a business owner, what I'm looking for in a bank is a bank that cares about my business. And I think Fresno First Bank is reimagining the banking industry. They've met with us, they've seen our facility, they ask us questions, we're in constant contact, they've shown us how much they care about our success, and it really means a lot to us. That's invested in my success, giving us the service that enables us to better service our customers, and we get that with Fresno First Bank.
Food, beer, sports. It's a simple recipe at Legends Tap House and Grill next to Selma Auto Mall. It's all about burgers and beer, but wait till you try the smoked fettuccine Alfredo, the grilled fresh salmon, or the most popular salads in Selma, starting with the sweet and smoky chicken. Looking for something different and delicious? Sink your teeth into the famous Mid-State Club made with honey-baked ham, oven-roasted turkey, hickory bacon, and smoked tri-tip. Oh, Legends, where have you been all my life? How about those hand-cut ribeyes or the slow and low ribs? And for banquets, you'll love how Legends enhances the experience for everyone. Any type of celebration, you'll enjoy the feast at Legends. Legends Tap House and Grill. Half-pound 100% Angus burgers, 2 dozen of the coldest craft brews you've ever enjoyed, and big screen TVs for your favorite game of the week. Legends Tap House and Grill, next to the Selma Auto Mall.
Food, beer, sports. Legends.
JR Sports, the largest independently owned sports store on the West Coast, has all your favorite Rams gear just in time for the Super Bowl. Come get everything you'll need to cheer on your Super Bowl bound Los Angeles Rams. Come grab all your Rams NFC champion gear, hats, shirts, banners, and much more to turn you into a super fan. Like us on Facebook and Instagram and check out one of our locations at Shaw and Brawley or Herndon and Willow. Don't just root for the Rams, wear the Rams for the Super Bowl. JR Sports.
Ramming over the competition.
Mike Dermanuel Jr. of Dermanuel Insurance Group.
We were talking to a client about the renewal and some of the increases that were coming, and we started looking at why they had some of the coverages that they have had, and we realized that the only reason they had them is because they were really super affordable. We were able to make some adjustments for them that kept them level from their prior year costs and really didn't have a big impact on how they were covered.
Dermanuel Insurance Group. When it comes to protecting your business, resourcefulness matters, now more than ever.
It may be surprising to hear that in the COVID era, we're having deeper conversations about things like that, because maybe not many people are, but we found a way to do it, and it's been paying off really, really well for our clients.
Dermanuel Insurance Group, a division of Hub International. Learn more at dmig.com, license number 0757776.
Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle and want an easy, hassle-free buying experience? Hit a home run by visiting their amazing team at Matera Auto Center. They're striking out high prices to go along with their excellent customer service to make the short drive to Matera well worth it. Matera Auto Center, 1300 Country Club Drive, 1/2 mile east of Highway 99, off the Cleveland Avenue exit. View the entire selection and buy online at MateraAuto.com or get yours by calling 1-800-2-MATERA. Matera Auto Center. They'll keep you coming back.
Do yourself a favor and go visit Fresno Rack and Shelving's gigantic new showroom. Now open at our new location, 711 North Armstrong Avenue. Since 1987, Fresno Rack has been your one-stop shop for storage systems large and small. We do it all. With a large selection of used racking right in our yard, there is something for everyone. With customers like Pepsi, Tesla, and many more throughout California.
Hey, it's a nice rack.
I know, right? I got it at Fresno Rack and Shelving.
Visit FresnoRack.com today.
Hello, I'm Mitzi Moore, Program Manager with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central California. Have you ever wanted to make a difference in a child's life? Following National Mentorship Month, we are currently seeking Fresno County's most caring individuals to defend the potential of a child in our community. With hundreds of children waiting for that special person, you could be the one that helps shape their future. Become a big brother or big sister at bigs.org today.
Sunbird Sound Off Live on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back here to the Sunbird Sound Off Live. We're having a little bit of difficulty getting in contact with Coach Haydock right now, so we're going to keep trying to get in touch. Again, like I said, Fresno Pacific, they're pregame right now, as just in about 2 hours, they'll be taking on Concordia. And real quick, we'll give a shout out to the women's basketball team, as they are also taking Concordia on. That game got started just a couple of minutes ago at 5 p.m. So we'll keep trying to get Coach Haydock on the line here. But while we do that, we'll give you a little bit of an update. If you weren't following along in the games this past weekend, obviously Fresno Pacific came in to the game against Point Loma on Thursday, having been riding a six-game winning streak. And it was a winning streak where, you know, they had to find multiple different ways to win those games. And you know, they did a good job. They had a 13-4 overall record. And you know, it looked like, you know, momentum was starting to come their way. Things were starting to go their way. But then Point Loma comes to the Special Event Center. And obviously Point Loma, somebody that we've talked with Coach Haydock, and he said that Point Loma, that they're arguably the best team in the conference. They're a team that could be the favorites. They probably should win the conference, as I believe what Coach was saying. So obviously you got a tough team coming to town, and Point Loma showed why they're such a good team. They knocked down 21 three-pointers in that game against Fresno Pacific en route to an 88-64 victory that, you know, they ran away with there in the late stages. And obviously that was a tough loss for the Sunbirds. They played well for stretches throughout the course of that game, and then, you know, they were just, you know, unable to, you know, overcome the incredible shooting performance that we saw from Point Loma. And so then that was kind of a game where, you know, my partner Christian and I on the broadcast, we were talking, and when he said, you know, you're gonna have to bounce back against a very tough Biola team, and it's a Biola team that is receiving votes in the top 25, and Fresno Pacific really came out strong. We thought that was going to be a big key, and that's exactly what the Sunbirds did in the game against Biola on Saturday. They led by as many as 17 in that second half, and then that's where, you know, the adversity hits. You know, that's kind of one of those things that, you know, sometimes you look at a game and you say, okay, you know, everything's going our way. When's the adversity going to hit? And the adversity hit, and it wasn't necessarily even anything that the Sunbirds did in that game or in that second half. The officials started to call a little bit tighter of a game. They called it tight on both sides, but unfortunately for Fresno Pacific, you know, they got a lot of fouls called against them that, you know, were close. Biola didn't get that many fouls called against them. It was a 16-7 differential in the second half alone with the fouls that were called. Biola shot 23 free throws in the second half. Fresno Pacific shoots 7. And despite all of that, despite that adversity with the calls not going their way and getting, you know, a couple of their big guys, you know, in foul trouble, especially on the defensive end, you know, you got to try and overcome. And the Sunbirds were almost able to do that. Biola takes a 2-point lead with under a minute to go late in that game. And so now it's up to Fresno Pacific. How are you going to respond? And they put the ball in their scorer's hands. It was Jelani Watson-Gale, and boy, has he been so impressive throughout the course of his Fresno Pacific tenure. He banks in a three-pointer with about under 30 seconds to go, and then Biola, credit to them, they quickly bring the ball back up the floor. They hit a runner with just about 5 seconds left, and then the Sunbirds trailing by one at that point. They had a chance at the end of the game. They inbound the ball. It gets poked away, and it's a gritty win for Biola and a tough pill to swallow for the Sunbirds. But again, like I said, they're looking to bounce back, and I have full faith that they will be able to bounce back as they get this road trip started underway, like I said, at Concordia. 7:30 p.m. is tip-off. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to try and get back on the horn, see if we can get Coach Haydock on the line, get his thoughts on his team's upcoming road trip coming up next year on the Sunbirds Sound Off Live.
Supply chain issues? Not at Roger Dunn. If you want it, we got it. So much inventory. We've got drivers, irons, wedges, putters, hybrids, grips, bags, shirts, skirts, pants, belts, hats, Did I mention shoes? Yeah, shoes. Lots of shoes. We have balls, tees, towels. Zero supply chain issues. Titleist Volke wedges, Golf Pride grips, Scotty Cameron putters, Fresno State, NFL, all the brands. If you don't know, get them a Roger Dunn gift card. Get your shopping done at Roger Dunn.
Mike Dermanuel Jr. of Dermanuel Insurance Group.
We were talking to a client about the renewal and some of the increases that were coming, and we started looking at why they had some of the coverages that they have had, and we realized that the only reason they had them is because they were really super affordable. We were able to make some adjustments for them that kept them level from their prior year costs and really didn't have a big impact on how they were covered.
Dermanuel Insurance Group. When it comes to protecting your business, resourcefulness matters now more than ever.
It may be surprising to hear that in the COVID era, we're having deeper conversations about things like that, because maybe not many people are, but we found a way to do it, and it's been paying off really, really well for our clients.
Dermanuel Insurance Group, a division of Hub International. Learn more at DMIG.com, license number 0757776.
Back the Birds on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back here to the Sunbird Sound Off Live. We've gotten through the technical difficulties. Coach, we've finally got you on the line. Took a little bit longer than we anticipated, but as always, good to have you on the show, and thanks for carving some time out of your schedule on a game day to hang out with us.
Yeah, no problem. I think we need some cell phone tower installations down here at Concordia University, it looks like.
Well, we've got you here right now, and that's what matters. I was just going over, obviously, a tough weekend at the Special Events Center, some tough games against Point Loma and Biola. Obviously, we talked with you after those games, but now that you've kind of gotten a chance to go back and look and digest a little bit, what were you guys able to learn from those two games as a team, and how are you ready to put that in work on the road here starting this evening?
Yeah, I told our team on Monday I needed a full 24-hour reset after the way that Biola game went and the way we let that one slip away. But, it's my job as a head coach to give our guys perspective and to provide, the 30,000-foot view. And the reality is, both of those games, some shortcomings in the Point Loma game and a couple of stretches, but by and large, we're playing the best basketball of the year. We've had, the first half of that Biola game is, probably our best all-around performance on both sides of the ball. There are stretches of the Point Loma game where you could say some of the same. And so, we're just trying to hold fast that perspective. When you get beat like that Saturday night, when you get beat at the buzzer like that, that's got a chance to really, that'll stick with you. And so teams go one of two ways with that. You either respond with a little more grit and toughness and belief because you know what you are, and or you kind of fold. And so we're excited to get on the floor tonight and see which way we take that.
So obviously you're getting out on the floor tonight, but you've been practicing these last couple of days. What kind of vibe have you seen from the team throughout your couple of practices this week since Saturday's tough loss?
Yeah, we got tremendous veteran leadership. Sean Nealon-Lino, Jelani Watson-Gale, AJ Kirby, Garrett Cook, Spencer Heimerdinger, Nate Kendricks. They've kind of seen it all, and for those guys. And so, they are the same. We talk all the time about being the same dude no matter what. When we're up 20, when we're down 20, when we're getting calls, when we're not getting calls, we're going to be the same dude regardless. And they've done a really good job of refocusing us and locking us in. And, here we are on four games in 7 days and 7,000 miles, and we're going to need all that preparation.
Yeah, 7 days, 7,000 miles. We'll bring up the road trip here in just a little bit. But one question, I was going back through the notes of all the times that I've had you on the show, and there's something that I've never asked about. Obviously, I know about this, but maybe some people out there don't. Can you give the story behind the orange folding chair that travels with you guys for the people out there that don't know? Because it really is a fun and a really cool thing.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in the chair, so... after my first couple seasons at Fresno Pacific, we kind of had a deep inward look at how we were going to make the jump defensively. Our metrics were really poor. We graded out really poorly on that side of the ball. And I was reminded of something that actually comes from my high school coach. I played at Fresno Christian High School. And my high school coach had the chair, and his high school coach, a guy named Scott Kalish, before him, had instituted the chair. And it's one of those, like, cheesy coachisms that then once you get some belief and buy-in for it, everybody believes in it. So the chair, we have some defensive hustle stats. We track deflections, offensive rebounds, steals, blocks. And every game in fall practice, and then in every game, there's a winner. And basically, to get your name on the chair, you got to make a toughness play, whether it's a dive on the floor for a loose ball, whether it's taking a charge. And we'll usually make that a big deal in a film session where when a guy gets to sign the chair for the first time, we'll show that clip and bring him up and everybody goes nuts. And then, you know, it travels everywhere with us. It's our reminder to wash, like, hey, like, we are blessed to play this beautiful game. And so when it's time to practice, when it's time for shoot-around, when it's time for games, that chair goes everywhere with us. They're supposed to sit in it before they touch a basketball and just take a minute and wash whatever they're bringing into the gym. Get focused, get locked in, all of those things. And I personally love that it's a metal folding chair because I think winning is boring. I think the things that make you successful are unspectacular. And so that's become part of the ethos of the chair as well, is just, hey, like, when we do simple things incredibly well, that chair is not very comfortable. It's not very pretty to look at, but it does its job very, very well at a very high level. And so I think all of that messaging comes through in the chair. And it's something that means a lot to us. It's here with us in Irvine. It'll get on a flight with us to Hawaii. We don't go anywhere without that baby.
All right. So you say that it resembles, you know, the toughness. And, you know, there's plays where even when I'm calling the games from up there with Christian, I sit there and I say, that's a play that coach is going to go back and tweet out later, you know, because it's about three guys diving to the floor and then the other two running to, you know, to go help him up. And someone who makes some tough plays is Darren Person Jr. And he's got really an interesting story about, you know, finding his way back to being with you and here at Fresno Pacific. Can you tell people a little bit more about what your relationship is like with him and how much fun it is to coach him at this level?
Oh, man. Unbelievable human. One of the greatest, like, givers of life in every room I've walked into, he walks into, is Darren Person Jr. Incredible family, incredibly mature, just a phenomenal human. I had the opportunity when I was a high school coach to coach Darren for a couple years and then moved into the college ranks. And obviously we were a D2 and he had lots of Division I love. Then he was at Cal State Bakersfield and decided to, you know, he wanted to go get a chance to play somewhere else. And the way it works in the NC2A is that, you know, I think everybody talks about the transfer portal now, but it really is a portal. And so when it's, we joke about it with our staff about portal season, if we're recruiting, we're on that thing 4 or 5 times a day, checking and refreshing. Well, whatever happened, call it providential or call it luck. He appeared in the portal and I had his phone ringing while he was still cleaning out his locker. I remember he picked up and said, coach, like, we're going to talk, but like, coach, I'm literally cleaning out my locker right now. Like, can I call you back? And, you know, I think it just speaks a tremendous deal about his relationship and his trust in us. It's something we take very, very seriously that we're honored by. For him to have played for me before and want to do that again to finish out his career when he only had, you know, 2 years of eligibility, it just kind of speaks to the level of trust and connection we have. He's just a special human. We're obviously a really talented player who's just kind of getting back to a version of himself. But what makes him a really talented player is, I mean, he's so bright. He's so charismatic. He's so resilient. He's just an absolute joy.
All right, so, Coach, let's talk about the upcoming road trip for you guys. Obviously, you're getting things started here in just about 2 hours on the road at Concordia. Obviously, this is a Concordia team that you've played before. That came back at the Special Events Center, and that was one of the more impressive starts to a game I think I've ever seen. It was a 33-3 run. I'm sure you would love to draw that up again here this evening, but I don't necessarily know what play call that is. Beating a team twice in a season is difficult, and obviously they're probably going to, you know, come out with, you know, playing with a little bit of fire the way that you guys were able to beat them handily in Fresno. Talk about your guys' approach to this evening's game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think Concordia would be reflective and tell you that they did not have their best performance on our floor. And I think they're eager to get a chance at us. We're both tied for fourth right now in the league. I think this game has a ton of postseason seeding implications. There's no question. So we're going to get their best shot. I mean, you know, they've got the leading scorer in the league in Wayne Arnold, who's an incredible player. Coach Ammon is going to be a small school Hall of Famer when his career here is done. He's been 21 years, and you know what you get when you play Concordia. You get an incredibly physical game. You get a really aggressive style of defense with a lot of pressure, and you know you get a ton of threes going up, and so that confluence is tough to prep for, and so our guys have to be really diligent in getting to what we want instead of getting bullied out of what we want, which is what Concordia wants to do on defense, and then you got to be really, really sharp defensively against them to keep them out of long closeouts and open threes. They're one of the best ball screen teams in the country by the numbers. And so we got a challenge in front of us. It's going to be a good, big time Division II basketball game tonight. That's for sure.
And so every game obviously is important on the schedule, but can you talk a little bit about this four game stretch that you're in the middle of, going back to the Point Loma and the Biola games in Fresno, and then Concordia and Point Loma on the road? I mean, those are four heavy hitters in the Pac-West Conference. Has your team kind of developed some toughness through this tough stretch of games? And how important is it to bounce back tonight and coming up on Friday as well before you head to the islands?
I mean, you know, at this time of year, every game has a high level of criticalness and urgency to it. And, you know, like, there's a reason teams don't play four games in 7 days over 7,000 miles. There's a competitive challenge there. There's a toughness and a grit. There's an emotional and physical weariness that'll come. So getting off to a good start as we, you know, go from Irvine to San Diego to Honolulu and then come back on our own floor, it's huge for us. And then, you know, the other thing this time of year is winners in the postseason are teams that have a great deal of consistency. They don't have wasted possessions, and everybody is kind of sharpening as they prepare for that end of year push, that postseason play. And, you know, we've got to keep up in terms of our ability to execute, our ability to not have 30-second lapses or 2-minute stretches where we get beat. And so just sharpening that and saying, and walking that part of the process competitively, as well as, you know, we'd like to stay in a top four of the league, no question, as we ran the home stretch. So all of that comes into play. To be honest, we try to push that away with our guys and just, you know, be focused in on what's my job on this possession and how do I get it done? How do I be really, really locked in on a singular detail instead of the meaning of that detail? That's the big challenge this time of year, but because you want your guys to have perspective, but you also want them to be locked in and focused and not have that clutter as they play. So huge opportunity for us, no question.
All right, so this is now your guys' final road trip of the regular season. Hopefully there will be a road trip coming up after the PacWest Championships, but that might be a story for another time. Your last road trip of the regular season, and you're in Hawaii. Again, obviously you're playing, you know, four games in the span of, you know, 6-7 days. But do you have anything fun? You guys have like a dinner planned in Hawaii or maybe a little something to kind of let the guys relax and hang out?
Oh, no question. We'll play. Our guys are a little miffed. We'll tip off Sunday right at the same time as the Super Bowl. So they're not thrilled about that.
Ooh.
But, you know, one of the nice things about playing in this league is the travel is unbelievable. You know, it's 87 degrees here in Irvine today. I think I packed a pair of pants to wear on the sidelines, and the rest of my packing is all shorts. So, you know, we've been in the league for 5 or 6 years, so we know the spots, the places they want to eat, the places they want to see. Tomorrow we'll get down to San Diego. And after we do some academic study hall stuff, we'll let them go see, especially, you know, we have guys that are seniors or guys that are from Europe that have never been to San Diego. We'll take them to a couple places. We'll do the same thing in Honolulu. We'll make sure they get a good meal. That mental, emotional refresh is as important as their hydration. It's as important as their physical recovery. You got to escape it this time of year, at least a little bit, to take the edge of that grind off a little bit.
All right, well, the Sunbirds get their final road trip of the regular season started tonight, 7:30, as they've got a tough task taking on Concordia. Coach, thanks for your time pregame. Best of luck to you and the Sunbirds out there on the floor tonight.
Love it. Thanks, Eric.
All right, thank you, Coach. Coming up next, we'll talk to Ray Winter and get a feel for some Fresno Pacific track and field coming off the UW invite. A handful of really nice performances from both the men's and the women's team. We'll see what Coach has to say when we come up next here on the Sunbird Sound Off Live.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? At Clausen Hundo Fresno and Clausen Truck Center, get the car or truck you are looking for. And now, get more with our 3-day return guarantee. After buying your pre-owned vehicle and you decide you just don't love it, return it with no questions asked within 3 days or 150 miles from the date of purchase. Love it or leave it, it's new, and it's Clausen's 3-day return guarantee. See Clausen for additional love it or leave it details. Applies to pre-owned vehicles purchased after 9/1/2021.
Mike DerManuel Jr. of DerManuel Insurance Group.
It's not all good news in the insurance markets, but giving people bad news late is unacceptable. You have to help them plan. How would you feel if you were getting 20, 30, 40, 50% increases the day before your renewal? No. I think our clients have to know about that in advance and be confident that we're doing everything we can to mitigate that for them. I can't walk in there with bad news a day before a renewal. And that's not going to happen with us. We're going to give you the news and then go fight for you.
DerManuel Insurance Group. When it comes to protecting your business, integrity matters now more than ever.
Bad news is bad, but bad news delivered late is worse. And if you're going to create trust, you got to level with people. And we've been doing that.
DerManuel Insurance Group, a division of Hub International. Learn more at DMIG.com. License number 0757776.
JR Sports, the largest independently owned sports store on the West Coast, has all your favorite Rams gear just in time for the Super Bowl. Come get everything you'll need to cheer on your Super Bowl bound Los Angeles Rams. Come grab all your Rams NFC champion gear, hats, shirts, banners, and much more to turn you into a super fan. Like us on Facebook and Instagram and check out one of our locations at Shaw and Brawley or Herndon and Willow. Don't just root for the Rams, wear the Rams for the Super Bowl. JR Sports.
Ramming over the competition.
Food, beer, sports. It's a simple recipe at Legends Tap House and Grill next to Selma Auto Mall. It's all about burgers and beer, but wait till you try the smoked fettuccine Alfredo, the grilled fresh salmon, or the most popular salads in Selma, starting with the sweet and smoky chicken. Looking for something different and delicious? Sink your teeth into the famous Mid-State Club made with honey-baked ham, oven-roasted turkey, hickory bacon, and smoked tri-tip. Oh, legends, where have you been all my life? How about those hand-cut ribeyes or the slow and low ribs? And for banquets, you'll love how Legends enhances the experience for everyone. Any type of celebration, you'll enjoy the feast at Legends. Legends Tap House and Grill. Half-pound 100% Angus burgers, 2 dozen of the coldest craft brews you've ever enjoyed, and big-screen TVs for your favorite game of the week. Legends Tap House and Grill. Next to the Selma Auto Mall.
Food, beer, sports. Legends.
Hello, I'm Mitzi Moore, Program Manager with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central California. Have you ever wanted to make a difference in a child's life? Following National Mentorship Month, we are currently seeking Fresno County's most caring individuals to defend the potential of a child in our community. With hundreds of children waiting for that special person, you could be the one that helps shape their future. Become a big brother or big sister at bigs.org today.
Back the Birds on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back here to the Sunbird Sound Off Live. We've got Ray Winter on the show, getting ready to talk some Fresno Pacific track and field. And Coach Winter, we just had Coach Haydock on the show in the first half an hour, and he was bragging about the weather down there in Irvine. He said it was, you know, sunny and, you know, mid-80s. You said your practice out there right now, the weather here in Fresno isn't that bad here either, is it?
No, we're living the dream. You know, we're competing against folks out there in the Northeast, and they're like blizzard conditions, and we're roughing it out here in the
what is it, 68 degrees today. It's rough, but we're getting through.
Yeah. All right, so you guys, back at the end of January, I talked with you before you left, so now we get to do a little bit of a recap here. You went up to Seattle, competed in the UW Invite, and there were a handful of accolades for a lot of players, both on the men's and the women's side. But before we get to the individuals, just kind of talk overall about what you saw from your team in the first meet of the season.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to get up there and mix it up with some big-time schools. The fun thing about going up there is we get to see some Pac-12 schools, which we do see throughout the season, but it's a real true test of where are we based on our off-season training. So I was super happy. I think it was the best opener we've ever had, and we came back on Monday for our team meeting, and I addressed the whole team because we only took about 20 athletes up there out of our 70 or so, and I just let the whole team know, gosh, guys, this is an indicator of where we all are because we've all been doing this together. And, you know, a handful of folks got to go and do a little bit of an earlier icebreaker and really had a smashing time, really represented so well. And so that's something for us to look forward to. And so, you know, we're finally going to all get out there for the next Rust Buster on Saturday in Santa Barbara. And everybody's chomping at the bit. Everybody's excited. So we're in a very good place. We're healthy. And we're fit and excited.
So what's it like when you have to, or when you only take a certain number of players to a meet? Well, how is the support from the rest of the team towards those you know, who do get to go and compete? How do they really build them up and you know, get their confidence saying, hey, go out there, run well, and you know, we'll get ready to do it when you come back?
Definitely. Yeah, no, that's the spirit of the team. And It's a little bit of an incentive there, too, to just kind of be a part of that. And kind of the folks that are really leading the way for us and running kind of like national qualifying type times and jumping and throwing those times, those are the folks we take on that trip. So it's a built-in incentive in the program. And then those that get to go, man, they definitely know that they're representing the whole team, and the team knows that, too. So they're back home, and they're watching on Runner Space. So they're watching live online and getting live updates. They're into it. They're excited. And they know that the FPU on the chest of their teammates represents them too. So a lot of love, a lot of support. And, yeah, they're excited when we do well because they know, hey, I've been working out with these guys too. I'm ready. It's my turn next.
All right, so let's talk about some of those individuals that went up to Seattle and competed. We'll start with Brian Banuelos because, shocking, he sets another school record. This was in the 3,000-meter time of 8:21.46. That's 14 seconds faster than his personal best, and it breaks the school record by 5 seconds. At first meet of the season, what'd you see out of Brian?
Yeah, that was really fun. You know, we knew it was going to be a personal best. We knew it was probably just going to be a school record if he just went out there and pushed play. Just he was kind of locked and loaded. He's just at a new level. And like I was telling you on the break, I'm out here at Woodward Park right now, and I'm watching Brian and the boys run up the hill back here, and they're finishing out their workout. And it's definitely a team effort. I think Brian had a freshman teammate, Abi Salam Tefra, and he ran what ended up being the third fastest 3K in school history for his opening collegiate race. So it's a lot of team effort, and when Brian does something special, he's the first one to point to his teammates that got him here and all of that too. He's the Edison Tiger, you know, pride of the Edison Tigers, local boy makes good. So very fun, very exciting. There's a lot more to come.
And so you brought up Abi Salam Tefra. He was who I was going to bring up next. You said first collegiate track and field race in the 3,000 meter. He finishes not too far behind Brian. What did you see out of him this weekend, and how excited are you to have him on your team?
Yeah, you know, with Abe, he's like a professional already in terms of his mindset and his preparation and his training. He's just really meticulous and mature. And just very self-aware. And so usually, and that's rare, frankly, with 18-year-olds, especially when they step onto the collegiate stage, and sometimes they're a little bit wide-eyed, right, and a little bit wowed by the moment. But he certainly wasn't. And I said, hey, this is the plan. Let's run 68s or 69s, and I think you're going to be good at that number. And I literally just did that, banged it out, and then just had a great kick at the end to even surpass the goal that we had by a few seconds. So it's kind of cool, you know. And then I had to apologize to him. I'm like, hey, man, I guess I didn't shoot high enough for you. I guess I should have asked you to run a little faster. Maybe I should have done it. But that's the kind of guy he is. And he again, it's so special to get a young guy like this, a true freshman, that carries himself the way he does. And it's like having another senior on the team, really. And so how fun is that for the future? But, yeah, it was so impressive.
So another newcomer, Xavier Smith, he was the cross-country newcomer of the year. He runs a 14:35 in the 5K. That now sits third all-time. What did you see out of him at the invite?
Yeah, Xavier is a special talent, and I would say right now if there's one man on our team that is just at another level, I would say it's Xavier, and he'll get a chance to show that again soon. It's tough to run a 5K as your first opener. That's just a long race. It's a tough race, especially on a 200-meter track, but he was really competitive, and actually I think he's probably in about 14:05 kind of fitness right now, and he's just doing crazy things that I've never seen as a coach personally in workouts, and he's so fit, so strong. So Xavier's going to do some fun stuff this year. He's certainly going to own our 10K record, and he's going to try to take the 5K record down. There's going to be a lot of competition on the team. They're going to trade that back and forth, I think, this year. But Xavier's very special, and he's in his third season, and we're excited about the future again because all these guys are back, but they're bought in and elevating each other. So from the 800 all the way through the 10K, we've got all the bases covered. It's pretty fun, pretty exceptional, really, to get all those things covered, and we've got them this year.
Yeah, and you said it when we had you on, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. You said that you're excited, maybe the most you've ever excited been at the beginning of a season. Talk a little bit about Isaac Davis, Adrian Hodges. Both of them put up some nice marks in the triple jump.
Yeah, those are our phenom jumpers, the Baco boys, as I call them. Again, I'm so proud of our team, just like pride of the Valley. We're just really proud to be a bunch of Valley All-Stars. And those two young men are Bakersfield products and just phenomenal jumpers. They're so eager. A quick story about Isaac. You know, he's a true jumper. Probably his best event's the triple jump. He came up to me in practice yesterday and said, "Coach, I'm ready to run on those relays too, by the way. I'm ready. Like, put me in the relays too." And, you know, so he's a jumper, but he's looking to jump in and be part of what's going on the track as well. I mean, that's just the attitude that they have. There's this amazing energy and synergy among the jumping squad. It goes even beyond those two guys too. There's probably five guys that are going to do some really exceptional stuff in terms of kind of qualifying for nationals and trying to compete at the national level this year. But those are certainly our two top dogs right now. And just this great synergy every day at practice, just amazing positivity, hunger, and man, they just really want to do something special, and they put the work in. So those are the kind of guys too, where, you know, any listeners out there, you have like just a son or a daughter that's like in elementary school or middle school. It's like, these are the guys you'd want to be the mentor, you know, to be kind of that cool older guy that just can kind of teach them the ropes in life. Just young men of character. So it's just all around, you know, pretty impressive young men.
All right, so now let's transition a little bit over to the women's side. You took a couple up there to Seattle as well. Danae Manabog, Kyla Richardson, Chloe Sharp, Madison Flores. The four of those teamed up for the 4x400-meter relay and finished with the fifth all-time spot in FPU history. Also, like you mentioned, taking on Pac-12 conference opponents, they beat out Washington, Oregon State, and Alaska Anchorage. Talk about what you saw from the women's side of things.
Yeah, that was so fun just to have them pick up where they left off just about. And, you know, they're national runner-ups in that event at the D2 level. They ran a time that is what they ran in the prelims at nationals a couple of years ago to qualify for the finals. And that's just their icebreaker, right? So that's kind of how we talk. We want to pick up where we left off, and that's a big ask just in terms of physiological development and what's really possible once you get to a pretty refined place in your fitness and your ability. But they've done it. And, you know, I talked about Abe and about some of these others like Isaac, how they carry themselves like professionals. these ladies are exceptional how they carry themselves, actually. So we were having a good time in Washington. We were driving from one place to another, and I heard them talking in the back, and they were laughing about something, and they said that some of the freshman guys on the team call them the Avengers. Like, when they're out on the track, it's like these women, that how they just carry themselves, their work ethic, their energy, and they kind of are superheroes out there. It's just phenomenal, super humble, and doing things that are not just not normal. They super stand out. And so they certainly are ready to take a national title down. That's their goal. They just came up one spot short last year at Nationals, and so it looks good. It looks really good, and I can't ask for any better of a start than we had.
Well, we might have to get somebody on the line who's really good at Photoshop, who can make them, you know, the Avengers, you know, some sort of poster or something. That's a pretty sweet nickname. You can't really – can't complain if people are calling you the Avengers. That seems like some pretty good company to
Absolutely.
Be in. So, obviously, you guys have one meet down, but now you start really – you've got to meet – almost every single weekend until, you know, the middle of May. What are you looking for out of your team when you guys go out there and compete this upcoming weekend? How are you going to build off the success from those guys in Washington? And how excited are some of those guys who didn't get a chance to compete up in Seattle? How excited are they to get out there for the first time this season?
Oh, yeah. The energy is really live, really popping this week. You kind of feel it at practice. It's just very electric. Everybody wants to get out there. And really, my job this week, it's not to hype anybody, because I don't have to. I need to keep them calm. You know, they're just so wired and amped because they put in so much work for such a long, consistent period of time. And it's time for the payday to come. But so I got to really just kind of ground them this week and kind of put their feet back on the ground and keep them focused on just execution of the event and, you know, things like that, and more than kind of hype them up. So that'll probably be our biggest challenge as a coaching staff on Saturday, is just to kind of like keep their eyes on the horizon and their heads, you know, screwed on, so they don't absolutely get so amped up that they just, you know, I don't know, fly away. You know, I think sometimes that does happen on big meets like Nationals, or sometimes the first meet of the year, jumpers keep on, they get their steps off, or throwers are, you know, over-rotating, or people try to overcook things and not let it just unfold. So that is my hardest task, and I can't complain about that. It's just to kind of keep them grounded and calm and focused and get this first couple of them over with and under our belts. And we're going to have fun doing it, and that's what I'll get to remind them about.
All right, so the Sunshine Open coming up this weekend. But next Saturday is the Sunbird Invite here in Fresno. Fans, it's an outdoor event, so fans will be allowed to attend. We talked about how you guys hosted quite a few meets at home last year in the crazy year. This is the only one. What should fans expect, and why should they come out to support coming up 2 weeks from Saturday?
Oh, man, it's going to be a show. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're a track fan and you're anywhere in the Fresno area, it's the place to be. And, I mean, whether you like throwing, jumping, sprinting, whatever it is, pole vault, everybody's going to be popping off. It's going to be a three-ring circus. Free admission, lean on the fence, get right there on lane 9. You know, you'll feel the breeze go by as they run by. It's the best experience you could have. Very family-friendly, too. So bring out the kids and everybody. It's really going to be a work day. And so a lot of our athletes are going to do a lot of events. They're going to be ready to perform at a very high level. So, man, yeah, that's fun. And it's our only one this year, which, good and bad, you know, as a host, it's a lot of work to host. So
yeah.
I'll throw one big party this year, and that's good enough. But it's also, if it's the only one, it's like, man, you know, we got mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and friends and teammates and professors and, you know, the track community coming out. We really would love to have people out there. So put it on your calendar. It's a sporting event that, you know, it's outside and we can all be there. So let's celebrate that track and field, and we'll put on the show for everybody.
Yeah, you heard Coach. You don't want to miss the party. So that'll be coming up Saturday, February 19th, starting at 10 a.m. at Fresno Pacific. But again, Sunbirds will be in action before that Sunshine Open coming up this Saturday. Coach Winter, thanks for your time as always, and good luck to you and your team on Saturday.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
All right, we'll take another quick break, and then we'll let you know what's coming up this week with Fresno Pacific Athletics. Don't go anywhere. Sunbird Sound Off Live. More coming up next.
Food, beer, sports. It's a simple recipe at Legends Tap House and Grill next to Selma Auto Mall. It's all about burgers and beer, but wait till you try the smoked fettuccine Alfredo, the grilled fresh salmon, or the most popular salads in Selma, starting with the sweet and smoky chicken. Looking for something different and delicious? Sink your teeth into the famous Mid-State Club, made with honey-baked ham, oven-roasted turkey, hickory bacon, and smoked tri-tip. Oh, legends, where have you been all my life? How about those hand-cut ribeyes or the slow and low ribs? And for banquets, you'll love how Legends enhances the experience for everyone. Any type of celebration, you'll enjoy the feast at Legends. Legends Tap House and Grill. Half-pound 100% Angus burgers, 2 dozen of the coldest craft brews you've ever enjoyed, and big-screen TVs for your favorite game of the week. Legends Tap House and Grill, next to the Selma Auto Mall.
Food, beer, sports. Legends.
As a business owner, what I'm looking for in a bank is a bank that cares about my business. And I think Fresno First Bank is reimagining the banking industry. They've met with us, they've seen our facility, they ask us questions, we're in constant contact, they've shown us how much they care about our success, and it really means a lot to us. That's invested in my success, giving us the service that enables us to better service our customers, and we get that with Fresno First Bank.
We like Personal Express because we can actually walk into an office and talk to a person and have your question answered face-to-face as opposed to spending 30 minutes waiting for someone to answer your call.
That face-to-face, one-on-one personal attention is just another reason why people every day become Personal Express Insurance customers.
We find that the rate that we're given, the customer service that we've experienced over the last 12 years, has really been second to none. And with them covering both our car and our house, it really is a one-stop shop.
Personal Express Insurance has been known for its low rates, but our customers come with us and stay with us for what we like to call our local advantage.
Personal Express just makes sense. You're supporting the community, you're supporting your neighbors, you're supporting the people that live in your area.
I think you should say that. That gave me goosebumps.
He just did. I just did.
With offices in Fresno in the Fig Garden Village, in Clovis in the Buchanan Crossroads, and in Visalia in the Visalia Pavilion. Or go to expressinsurance.com for a fast free quote.
Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle and want an easy, hassle-free buying experience? Hit a home run by visiting their amazing team at Matera Auto Center. They're striking out high prices to go along with their excellent customer service to make the short drive to Matera well worth it. Matera Auto Center, 1300 Country Club Drive, 1/2 mile east of Highway 99, off the Cleveland Avenue exit. View the entire selection and buy online at MateraAuto.com or get yours by calling 1-800-2-MATERA. Matera Auto Center. They'll keep you coming back.
Back the Birds on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back here to the Sunbird Sound Off Live. Thanks to our guests, Coach CJ Haydock and Coach Ray Winter. So now real quick before we get going to give you a little bit of a rundown of things upcoming here for Fresno Pacific. Once again, this is an upcoming this is not soon, but this is something that you want to mark your calendars for, the 27th annual Sunbird Golf Classic. That'll be at Sunnyside Country Club on April 11th. You can register that. Go to fpuathletics.com, and when you enter that into the search bar, it's going to pop up right there with the link to take you to make sure you register. I was out there last time. I teed it up. I believe I'm going to be out there again this year too. It's a whole lot of fun. So make sure you get registered for the Sunbird Golf Classic. And then as far as the team-wise goes, women's tennis, they are going to be taking on Academy of Art and Point Loma this weekend, Thursday and Saturday, respectively. Like I mentioned, track and field, they are on the road. Basketball as well on the road, getting in action actually right now. Women's basketball taking on Concordia. That game tipped off at the top of our show. Men's basketball will be coming up at 7:30 as the Sunbirds look to bounce back. And then for the first time, I'll make my way to FPU Diamond. Baseball at home this weekend for three big games versus 25th-ranked Chico State. It's going to be a game on Friday. And then a doubleheader Saturday. The Friday game starts at 5 p.m. the Saturday doubleheader. First game at noon. Second game will be seven innings, and that'll be shortly after the conclusion of the first game. If you can't tune in, though, make sure that you tune into the Team One Sports app. That's where I'll have the call, and I'll be bringing you all the action for the first time this season. Should be really fun after the Sunbirds split their four-game series last weekend. You can also come out. It's outdoors, so make sure if you're in the area, get out to FPU Diamond. Come out. Hashtag back the birds when you can. Should be some nice weather. Should be some great baseball this weekend. And look forward to bringing it to you. Once again, another thank you to our guests, Coach Haydock and Coach Winter. And that's going to do it here for this episode of the Sunbird Sound Off Live. We'll see you at the same time, same place next week. How about it? Thanks for tuning in.